Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Good morning, listeners. I am Induo Rampal Chidi, and it is a great pleasure to have you join me today. As 2019 starts, I wish you the very best of God's blessings and prosperity. Many New Year's messages reflect the same theme. Basically, if you fast and pray and go to church, you will be a conqueror this year, and it will be the best year of your life. Now, I encourage you to fast and pray and go to church this year. Don't get me wrong. But this is not the message that God has laid on my heart this afternoon. My message is a lot more sobering, but one, if taken to heart and truly applied, can change your life's trajectory in 2019. The psalmist David prays, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Too many times we are busy seeking prosperity, seeking a breakthrough, etc., that we do not stop to commune with God and ask Him to search our heart and to lead us in the everlasting way. I was in a service once where the preacher was expounding on the story of Daniel, which I know is a very familiar story to many of us listening. So I won't go into a lot of details. In this story, found in the book of Daniel, he was raised up to promotion by the king of the land, King Darius, only to have jealous persons conspire against him and trick King Darius into issuing a decree which would condemn Daniel to certain death. We all know what comes next. It's one of our favorite stories. God protects Daniel in the lion's den and sends an angel to close the jaws of the lion because Daniel was found blameless before him. In the end, the king commands all those who conspired against Daniel and their wives and children thrown to the lions in his place, and commands all the people to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. Now, I remember looking around the hall as the preacher brought the crowd to an excited frenzy, and they all claimed and decreed and declared that God would protect them in the lion's den and cast their enemies and their wives into the fiery furnace. But no one seemed to be searching themselves to see where they would fall in this story. They were all identifying with Daniel. But you see, I knew some of the people there. And at the risk of sounding judgmental, some of them needed to be on their knees repenting for the wrong things they had done to some of the people in that very service, rather than claiming victory over their enemies who had treated them so unjustly and conspired against them. Because in many of the cases in that hall, the people claiming this victory were the ones who had conspired against the people of God and who had done so many wrong things to the people of God. Now you may think I'm being judgmental, but God has given us wisdom and discernment to see certain things, and we ought not to ignore what He has revealed to us. You see, I would rather call to you to repent now rather than fool you with sweet words of false hope as you make your way straight on the path of destruction. And of course, I must apply the same stringent standard to my own searching of myself. The story of Joseph is another one I find interesting. In this story, most people will identify with Joseph. After all, God is going to take us all from the pit to the palace. But you see, this story is three-dimensional. And there are other characters in the story that we may need to check ourselves that we are not similar to. For example, when Joseph interpreted the dream of the chief cupbearer, Joseph told him, and I quote, "Only remember me when it is well with you, and please do me the kindness to mention me to Pharaoh, and so get me out of this house. For I was indeed stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and have also done nothing wrong that they should put me into this pit." Yet, despite the kindness that Joseph had shown to the chief cupbearer, Genesis 40:23 reveals that the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Many of us are ungrateful, failing to remember or even reward those who help us. You know how we could be as trainees. Once we GT, we forget the little people, not realizing that the so-called little people may be the ones who helped put us there in the first place, and the so-called little people will be the ones we turn to when we no longer GT. These two stories are only two examples of how we need to search ourselves in 2019, taking a realistic perspective of who we are and where we are spiritually, so we can take the necessary corrective action. The insight I've given provides a different perspective on approaching the old Bible stories, not just approaching them in a one-dimensional, almost ritualistic way that, yes, I'm a Joseph, I'm a Daniel, but being realistic and trying to figure out what are we doing in life, and are we doing what is right, and are there areas in our lives that we need to surrender fully before God. I once heard a story about a pilot who heard a rat gnawing at a wire in the plane he was flying. He realized that if the rat kept it up, the plane was going to crash. He could not let go of the controls to try to get rid of the rat. So what he did was the only thing he really could do in the situation, was fly the plane higher and higher and higher. He knew that the rat was a low altitude creature and that it could not survive at higher altitudes. And the higher the plane went, the less knowing got, until it completely stopped. So too, as God is desirous of taking us to higher levels in our ministry and spiritual walk, we have to be willing to let go of some of the rats in our lives. Because if we are insistent on keeping them alive, we will have to stay at low altitudes in life. There's another scripture in the Bible that is really sobering to me. Matthew 7:21-23 states that, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Get away from me, you evildoers.'" Now, in the church world, we usually quote this scripture when we are pronouncing judgment on someone who we have deemed to be a false disciple. So, this verse is usually quoted with an air of superiority by those who believe that they are right with God and that the offending person is wrong and Jesus does not know them. But you see, what strikes and sobers me about this verse is that the false disciples seen here seem to genuinely believe that they were followers of Christ. They even had manifestations. They were doing miracles. They were casting out demons. They were preaching. And yet, they were in the wrong. This is very sobering. And I encourage all of us, myself included, to search and continue to search our lives to ensure that we are not now and never become false disciples. It's easy to sit in judgment of others, but it's harder to sit in judgment of ourselves. It's easy to believe that we are on the right track. It's hard sometimes to search ourselves because there are times we don't find things that are pretty. We find the ugly things. We find the things we've buried. We find the things that we don't want to believe we are. You see, there's a school of psychology that says that human beings cannot do something knowingly, believing that it is wrong. So there's a way to justify the actions that they may do. So if I'm, for instance, being judgmental on somebody or pronouncing them a false teacher, I would justify in my mind that they are a false teacher, but I'm a true teacher. Because there's an ego state that we can't operate out of that says, I've done wrong things. But God, in many scriptures, has shown himself to be a searcher of hearts, a lover of holiness, a rewarder of holiness. And if we really intend to move to higher altitudes in 2019, we cannot continue to have business as usual. The only way that we can change things in 2019 is by doing things differently. And the only way to really and truly do things differently is to have deep internal change. Deep internal change is not going to come about by simply making a resolution to be a better person, an airy-fairy general resolution. But it's going to come about by searching ourselves, asking God to search us, asking God to speak to our hearts, to speak to us, to reveal through communication and through situational responses the things in our lives that are not pleasing unto him, the things in our lives that bring disrepute to the kingdom of God, the things about our behavior that bring shame to the church of God, the things that keep us from the fullness of the blessings, the prosperity, the ministry that he has for us. And as we search our lives and we ask him to guide us and to be with us as we overcome these things, our lives are only going to get better. Our testimony is only going to get better. And if we do this in 2019 consistently and make it a way of life, make that our New Year's resolution, to make that a way of life in 2019, I can assure you that you will end 2019 purified by the refiner's fire, as God leads you on the path of righteousness, as God leads you on the path of promotion, expanded ministries, growth. But it will only come from first searching our heart. As we soberly and humbly search ourselves, and like the psalmist, ask God to search us in 2019, we do so with the confidence that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins if we repent. He's also waiting to correct us as a loving father corrects his children and help us to deal with our weaknesses. We have only to go to him and be honest with him and allow him to work in our lives. God bless you in 2019, and may you finish 2019 a living testimony to the refiner's fire. Thank you for listening. Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induro Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.